Okay, well, let's get over here to Debbie, who's been hanging on awfully patiently. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Okay. I have a question about adrenal cortex, the bovine versus the sheep. Are there advantages, disadvantages of one over the other?
That's never been studied. I looked around for studies like that just a couple years ago and couldn't find, well, somebody tried bovine against sheep. But here's the thing. Theoretically, they should be about the same because they contain almost but not quite identically the same material, and it also is very close to human adrenal cortex. So theoretically, although not proven scientifically, either one should be fine.
I heard some negative things about the bovine, how it could possibly be dangerous.
Well, it depends on where it's sourced, ma'am. If it's sourced, either one of these, just ask the company. Most of them source this kind of thing from New Zealand anymore, because New Zealand is the only place in the world that's had the sense to keep all the pesticides, herbicides, glyphosates, and all that kind of stuff out of their agriculture, and so it doesn't get into the animals. And that goes for both the sheep and the cows in New Zealand. But other than that, if it's the adrenal cortex, I wouldn't be as concerned as if it were the adrenal medulla, which is the part that produces an adrenaline. And we know how much adrenaline a bull can produce as compared to a human. But the cortex, no, I wouldn't be so concerned.
And no concern about the mad cow disease that you could possibly get?
Sure, sure, if you get it from England. Absolutely, but not New Zealand, ma'am.
Okay. And is Thorne from New Zealand, Thorne adrenal cortex?
I'd have to call them, and that's what I've advised people to do. Just call up the company and ask them. They'll answer you.
Okay. And real quickly, I have low cortisol levels. Are there any adaptogens that you would recommend?
Well, my goodness, yes, ma'am. Are you working with a physician on these weak adrenals, it sounds like?
Yeah, I am, but always like extra information.
Oh, me too. I can use all the help I can get. No kidding. So I read so many medical journals, and particularly the ones who work with natural stuff. Okay. Well, a couple of things, ma'am. One step up from the adrenal cortex you're talking about was invented, or I should say dreamed up, by Dr. Paul Niehans over in Switzerland in the 1930s and 1920s, actually, for certain aspects of it. Have you heard of Paul, Niehans, Niehans? He was a doctor.
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay. Well, you put in his name, and up will come Quack Watch telling you how terrible he is. But if he were that terrible, I wonder why three popes were treated by Dr. Niehans, part of the British royal family, and a number of Hollywood stars, and they all raved about the successes he had. He was a physician in Switzerland who got the brilliant idea of using the actual fetal animal cells. Now, the adrenal cortex you're talking about is from, of course, adult animals, but it's been processed and it's not antigenic. But he used the actual fetal adrenal cortex cells for people with weak adrenals, and they contain within them all the growth and rejuvenation factors for that particular gland. At the time, he used live cells, but that's not legal in these United States, where we have healthcare freedom, of course. But what we can get here are the contents of the cells. I've worked with many, I'm not kidding you, many women with weak adrenals with what's called Paul Niehans cell rejuvenation therapy. And again, it's the contents of fetal animal. And the reason I keep emphasizing fetal animal is that means it's non-allergenic. Once the animal's born, it becomes an allergen. And as Dr. Niehans says, you give a series of those injections, and they're not inexpensive, so I'll get to the less expensive things in a moment. They're not inexpensive, and you have to use mostly adrenal, and he said, Dr. Niehans wrote, anytime you're using any of the endocrine glands, he says you've got to use a little bit of all the other ones. So if you're focusing on adrenal, you use several adrenal injections, a couple of thyroid, a couple of pituitary, a couple of ovarian if you're a lady, and testicular if you're a guy. And I've seen some people with just the worst cases of weak adrenals. I do mean the worst. She couldn't get out of bed except to cook breakfast for her husband and dinner for her husband. The rest of the time she spent in bed for 2 or 3 years. She was told she had some psychosomatic problem and to go take some antidepressant. And When she finally showed up at Tahoma Clinic, she had exceptionally weak adrenals. She just couldn't stay up. And after 3 or 4 months on having taken those shots, she's up out of bed. Now, it's a good thing the poor lady didn't have any kids. That would have stressed her. But she was up and out of bed, and her numbers had gone up dramatically with those injections. But they are more pricey. So let's go to what you can find in your local natural food store. And, of course, you probably know these, but I'm going to repeat them anyway because I don't know if you do.
Okay.
And those are called ashwagandha, which is from the Indian subcontinent tradition. And there's actual research on that from universities that shows that if the cortisol is too low, it helps it to go up. And if it's too high, it helps it to go down. It's really cool. And then there is ginseng from the Chinese tradition. And there's nothing that says you shouldn't use both, by the way. It's almost impossible to OD on those things. And taken over a period of time, they definitely can improve adrenal health. And then there's a list of nutrients. Vitamin C, there's more vitamin C in the adrenal glands than anywhere else in the body. The next thing is vitamin A, it's important to adrenal glands. The next thing is pantothenic acid, which you're probably familiar with as vitamin B5. And that's very safe, and a couple, 3 grams of that, because it's really a big help to the adrenal glands. And believe it or not, chromium. No kidding. There's more chromium in fetal human female adrenal glands than in any other glandular tissue in human fetal bodies. And that was not done from abortion studies. That was done from people who unfortunately miscarried. No kidding. It's a 14 to 1 over the adult. And chromium is very important for those adrenals. What's that, ma'am?
How much chromium should you take? How much chromium? Well, what amount?
Very fortunately, according to the great guru of chromium, Dr. Richard Anderson, the max that's safe is 70,000 micrograms a day. And down at your local natural food store, you can get it in 1,000 capsules or tablets. So if a person has weak adrenals, I'll usually have them use that. Or we have a chromium liquid at the Toma dispensary, which is a whole lot easier to get down, which also is 1,000 micrograms per drop. And either way, I'll say, well, look, it's 70,000 is too much, so you can safely go with 3,000.
And I have one other question. The pantothenic acid, I must have a methylation problem. And when I start taking it, I'll start, you know, after a while, a few weeks, I'll start getting tingling in my, you know, my fingers, numbness.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, one thing you might try doing is balancing it with the rest of the B complex. Someone came out with a very nice paper on B complex. It was a review article by someone who's, what should I say, major scientific interest is in that, and pointed out that if we take one B vitamin, we better take the rest of them too, because we can create an imbalance by doing that. Now, pantothenic acid is not particularly one that requires methylation, but what might be doing is crowding out the ones that a person does have trouble with methylating, which are methyl B12 and methyl folate. So I'd make sure to take at least those two and probably the rest of the B complex to go with the pantothenic acid.
Okay, and then I shouldn't have a problem with it.
Well, you're much less likely. I can't guarantee it, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but
yeah,
much less
right,
likely,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll try that. Okay, well, thank you very much. I will check out that the adrenal cortex, see if it's from New Zealand.
Yeah, please
somebody
do.
Somebody made a comment to me, and I just got a little worried thinking, oh, gosh, what am I doing to myself? The adrenal cortex.
You're okay so. if it's a New Zealand critter, ma'am. Do call the company. They're pretty open about that, and they all know that, so they mostly get it from New Zealand.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for your information. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And now we got to get to a break before getting back to your calls.